North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 2 is about learning and storytelling. It states, "Traditional teaching and the passing on of knowledge and wisdom was done through storytelling, song, ceremony, and daily way of life, often incorporating specific gender and age-specific responsibilities. These continue to be some of the best modes for learning for both Native and non-Native learners." In this episode of Dakota Date Book, we'll listen to J.T. Shining Oneside, enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of the Chippewa Nation, as she shares Francis Cree's story of the Sweat Lodge.
Francis Cree, Old Eagle Heart, from Dunseith, he shared how we got the Sweat Lodge. He told me this story when I was visiting him, and like a lot of the elders that I learned from, including my parents and my grandfather, they could be talking to you about anything, and then all of a sudden a story would come in, something important. So you just always had to be ready. I remember him saying there was this man that went out because the people were having a hard time, and he asked in the woods, he said, "I want to get help for my people because they're really having a hard time." He prayed and he fasted. He looked up there and he seen this bird in the nest and told him, "I have been listening to your prayer and listening to you asking for help for your people. I'm honoring your request, and I'm going to help your people now. But you will have to respect the gift that you are given from me, and I'll continue to help your people."
I'm Sharla Stever. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.